The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Would you like to just let engineering? This thing's not working. That's not just me. I made all the other mistakes today. All right. Former Trump advisor George Papadopoulos wants to run for Congress after getting out of the pokey. Spent 2 weeks as a guest of the federal government up in Wisconsin, right? Wasn't he up in that that deal up in Wisconsin that they all go to? A little camp up there. He says he was at, you know, he lied to the FBI about the Russia thing, about his Russia contacts. Mm-hmm. So they gave him 14 days in the federal pokey. And he said now he intends to get his life back on track.
My whole intention of joining the Trump campaign and the transition team was to advise the president, but then to obviously use that as a platform to get and run for office myself. Things just took a different direction, but my end game remains the same, that I do want to run for Congress. I'm planning on running for Congress in 2020, and now that Los Angeles is home, I just have to find a little Republican enclave somewhere in this part of the world, in this part of the country, I should say, and run there. And I have some support already about that.
He apparently missed the election results in Southern California.
Exactly.
You're right. He was at the medium security. Oxford. So now he can say, listen, I did some work
What's
at
Oxford?
Oxford. I did some graduate work at Oxford.
He's got name recognition. That'll help him.
There's a lot of Chicago politicians that you know, refer to it as college anyway. So it's perfect.
It's like the green room there has a lot of signatures up in Oxford. How many people do you think actually think it's George Stephanopoulos that went away for a while?
I'm going to tell you.
Driving little Georgie nuts.
I know a few Papadopouluses, and they're like, they're not related. Not related.
All of a sudden.
We don't claim him.
I think it needs to be known that generally you run for elected office, then you go to Oxford.
Right.
Right? Not the other way around.
Right, that's true.
Can he even do that? Because I don't think he can vote.
Wait a minute.
It was a federal felony.
False statements to the FBI.
It's a federal felony he's been convicted of.
You get the pardon.
Well, you can run for alderman if you have a felony.
But can you run for
Congress?
We've had some.
Yeah, that's true.
Ev.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Checking in at
number four.
Michael Cohen sat down with Good Morning America and reiterated his claim that the president directed him to make those payments to Stormy and to Karen McDougal after the affairs.
He's saying very clearly that he never directed you to do anything wrong. Is that true?
I don't think there's anybody that believes that. First of all, nothing at the Trump Organization was ever done unless it was run through Mr. Trump. He directed me to make the payments. He directed me to become involved in these matters, including the one with McDougal, which was really between him and David Pecker, and then David Pecker's counsel. I just reviewed the documents in order to protect him.
Mm. Good job.
A lot of people listening to Pecker in that story.
Yeah. What about Russia?
The special counsel did say that you were doing your best to tell the truth about everything related to their investigation, everything related to Russia. Do you think President Trump is telling the truth about that?
No.
It's a big statement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he's also said that he's got given over tons and tons of legal documents that the special counsel will be pursuing.
He also thinks Donald Trump has changed.
I will tell you that the gentleman that is sitting now in the Oval Office, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, is not the Donald Trump that I remember from Trump Tower. He's a very different individual.
What's happened to him?
I think the pressure of the job is much more than what he thought it was going to be. It's not like the Trump Organization where he would bark out orders and people would blindly follow what he wanted done. There's a system here. He doesn't understand the system.
All right, it's called a democracy. Mm. See, there is the problem that we have here. Is that in the White House, the executive branch, the executive gets to make some decisions, but that doesn't make it law. That doesn't just make it happen. Although he actually now has just surpassed Barack Obama in the first 2 years in terms of executive orders and days on the golf course. All the things that he criticized Obama for. But that's what, I mean, that's a little bit of the fallacy of the executive branch. I want to go full Wisconsin now. And I want the incoming Congress to restrict the powers of the presidency. Oh, God.
You have to see which party wins first, and then you have to decide how you do that.
Yeah, like the Republicans are doing up in Wisconsin and in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Limiting the powers of the incoming governor. In fact, Governor Walker signed it today in Wisconsin.
That's amazing. Okay.
Yes, that is amazing. New Zealand! What do they speak there,
Violetta? Got room for two more?
English.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Kim, tell us what's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
A Chicago rapper is one of 18 people charged with distributing cocaine door-to-door.
Hey, Bears fans. Enter for your chance to win two spots on the all-inclusive Bears fan trip to Cancun. ChicagoTribune.com/monster giveaway, courtesy of the Chicago Tribune.
Yeah, baby cakes. Here we go. Checking in at...
Number 3.
We're living in the golden age of cinematic superheroes. And yet, Hollywood is still struggling to reimagine the most iconic hero of them all, Superman! Man of Steel!
It's Michael Steele's podcast intro.
Mm-hmm. Henry Cavill, rumored to be exiting the role after 5 years prior to Cavill's debut. Now, they're talking about this Brandon, who's he?
Brandon Routh played him before Henry Cavill played him. He looked just like him, but did not stick.
I'm very confused by the whole thing.
Well, we had the great Christopher Reeve, of course, and the one that was the theme year in there. And then Brandon Routh, they tried in 2006. And then Henry Cavill in the most recent DC universe. But I like Henry Cavill better as Tom Cruise's antagonist in the Mission Impossible movie with that mustache.
Do you realize that it was 40 years ago tomorrow that Superman with Christopher Reeve debuted? Wow.
Why are you here? There must be a reason for you to be here.
Yes. I'm here to fight for truth and justice in the American way.
You're going to end up fighting every elected official in this country.
Sure you don't really mean that, Lois?
I don't believe this.
Lois?
Hmm?
I never lie.
It's funny that the Superman franchise is tough.
Yeah. They've had the most difficulty with that. They figured out various Batman, Dark Knights. We talked about Spider-Man. There's an animated version. And Christopher Reeve, I think, is still probably the gold standard.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, you look at it now and some of it looks a little hokey and stuff. At the time, it was not. People were amazed at Superman flying in that movie.
Yeah. I just still like the idea of turning. If I go fast enough the other way, I can make time go back.
Yeah, I like that.
How many times have I tried that? Oh, I want that back.
And
I
went run backwards. Last call. Rose like, what's
running
this?
Backwards.
One more, sir? I just turned back.
Is it working?
Time, 30 seconds.
Number 2.
Stephen Colbert. Frosty the Snowman takes on climate change.
Frosty, we're worried about you.
Is this about my drinking?
No, you're made of snow, and the earth is rapidly warming.
Fake news. I stand with President Trump on this one. MAGA!
But everyone knows global warming is a huge, imminent threat.
Relax, Snowflake. You're just brainwashed by the liberal media.
You're sweating an awful lot.
That's just season's greetings juice.
I think you're melting.
Everything's fine. Frosty the puddle, where are my eyes?
It gets dark. Oh, jeez.
Tough for the kids. Fortunately, it was a late night television.
Well, you remember the first Frosty, right? We had the same problem. I mean, but it wasn't about global warming, though.
No.
There were other issues.
MAGA is yelling out.
All right, here we go.
Number 1.
Take this job and shove it. Okay. I ain't working here no more.
That's exactly what a Walmart employee did. A 17-year-old who was working, and he used the PA system to announce his departure.
Attention all shoppers, associates, and management. I would like to say to all of you today that nobody should work here, ever. Our managers will make promises and never keep them, and not only that, they will preach to us about how they care about their employees, but about a month ago, my boss, assistant manager Cora, called me a waste of time and management did nothing to help. Management will also try and save money every step of the way, including cutting benefits of a part-time or a full-time associate down to part-time, even though he worked 40-plus hours a week. I've been a loyal employee here for over a year and a half, and I'm sick of all the bullshit, bogus write-ups, and my job. F*** management, f*** this job, and f*** Walmart.
Ooh, we got a few applause there. Some other Walmart employees. Where is it?
Yeah, I can't wait to this college application.
So I love Walmart. I wish I was there for that.
Where are the peanuts? Excuse me, I need some assistance in this aisle. Where are the peanuts?
I feel like Cora, the assistant manager, who's probably all of 20, is probably in the right here when she called him a waste of time, right?
I
feel like I'm on Team Cora right now.
I do. He kind of proved it, didn't he?
He didn't.
Mike Judge. Mike Judge called me. I want to be a cartoon.
I'm on his team.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, God. All right. Richard and I, middle-aged white men. Yeah. You know, we're for the corporate America.
Go huge corporations.
I'm also Team Cora. I just want to point that out. Even though this
17-year-old that's like mad because he hasn't advanced through the corporate structure.
Shut up. But he can smell the, you know what. I mean, having people work full-time hours but keeping them part-time, that's not good. Yeah. I don't like that, Jackson.
Welcome to the rest of your life, pal.
I blame Justin Trudeau. I don't know how to do this, but somehow I do.
The top five at five.